Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to another edition of Vibe Nation Radio. And I just wanted to say happy Victoria Day to all of my Canadian listeners. And for all of those that are in Ontario, happy May 2-4 weekend. And if you don't live in Canada or in Ontario, you might not understand that. But growing up, you know, May 2-4 weekend is the beginning of the summer. Everybody gets ready to start going up and opening up the cottages because, you know, our summer is not very long here. So we've always said it's May 2-4 weekend. And a lot of people, if you said to them in Ontario, what is Victoria Day? They probably wouldn't even know. But if you said what's May 2-4 weekend, it doesn't always fall on May 2-4. It's just something that us Ontarians people love to say. So I'm sending out my love to all of those who are enjoying today and those American friends. You get your holiday next week. So today is very special. I was saying to my spirit guides, you know, what am I going to do? And they're saying, you know what? The energies are shifting so dramatically. We really would like to intertwine the Vibe Report with Vibe Nation Radio. So I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. So last night I sat down and I channeled probably my friends for about 6 to 8 hours. So there is a ton of information that I'm going to be sharing with you. This is a sneak peek. Again, it's a sneak peek. So I'm going to be covering the rest of this month, June, July, and August. And please know that if you've never been a subscriber to the Vibe Report has very much changed. And for those that don't know anything about the Vibe Report came about 3 years ago. The channel went on in March of 2014. And when I started channeling all this information, I was just like, what is this stuff and what am I supposed to do with it? And it took me about 6 months to actually get the confidence to start trusting in myself in this channel to say, okay, I'm going to start doing this. And I started writing the Vibe Report and it went live, I think, in October 2014. At first, I started doing channeling messages for both the collective and for those who are also in Divine Union, better known as twins. So I was doing two reports. And as I was doing this, I was getting more information and it started taking up a lot of my time. Like I was working like 3 days a week just on channeling this information and writing it out. And then in March of 2016, I was like saying, I can't do this. It's way too much work to the channel. And the channel said, okay, you know what? We're going to shift you and you're going to let go of the collective for now. And you're going to focus directly on those in Divine Union and those that are twins. So I did. And that month, the Vibe Report went from probably about 500-600 subscribers of people following it to 17,000 followers in 144 countries all over the world. And I was like, wow. So, you know, it was crazy how this journey went and it became a little too much. This was, you know, again, it shifted because there were so many people vibing on me and the channel was becoming stronger and it was taking me longer to do this. So I said, you know what? I can't rate these anymore. Let's go to videos. So I went to videos and then I went to donations. So you could only follow the Vibe Report if you gave a donation. And then I went to subscription in September of 2016. That was 2015. I can't remember. Anyways, I'm just trying to explain to you guys how it shifted all over the place. And last year, a spirit was saying to me, Carrie, the vibe report is shifting once again. We're not going to be focusing just on those in divine union anymore. We're going to be focusing on everybody. And I was like, okay, this is going to be interesting. And I told the vibe report subscribers, I'm like, guys, I don't know how this is going to take place or how this is going to happen, but it should be interesting. And here we are today. And we've gone back, and the doors for the Vibe Report are open up to everyone, because this is about helping you navigating through these energies of New Earth. None of us have been here before. This is all new for every single person. And the way the Vibe Report subscribers have been shifting, so those that are in divine union or those that are just soulmates, those are part of the collective, we're all referred to as tuning forks in the Vibe Report now. And the Vibe Report likes to have its own lingo. They like to have fun because life is not easy. So they don't want to get too technical with you guys. Yes, I can get complex, but I save that for when I actually work with people one-on-one, where I get deep. And I know what I'm talking about, but I can't on a global level speak deep, because everyone is at different levels. And people need to understand this, that this is not a race. And what we're about to go through over the next few months, my friends, is really a test of who you are to yourself. How much do you love yourself? And this month, we've been focusing on how this is about you going deep within and figuring out who you are, your self-worth. And Spirit also informed us that our psychic abilities were going to go to a completely different level this month. So you may find that any of your clairs or of your medium, that your mediumship is going into higher gear. Just know that this is because we're all shifting into these new frequencies. Again, none of us have lived in these frequencies of these vibrations of this planet ever before. It's all new. So, you know, they're saying this is a time for you to be able to change, you know, your focus. Like, where's your kaleidoscope focus? Are you waking up every morning and allowing your kaleidoscope to stay focused on your perspective of where you're going? Or do you allow people throughout the day to change their kaleidoscope because of their perspective? And this is a month that they're saying that they really wanted us to be able to zone in on who we are and see our self-worth. And, you know, there's a lot of joy that is going through this craziness. It might not seem like that, but, you know, they're saying that, you know, our bodies are going through major clearing as well. There's a lot of shifting within the crystallization process. I'm not going to get deep into this, but they're saying that a lot of people need to understand that when you wake up and you're shaking, or all of a sudden throughout the day you start to shake a bit, again, this is the energies that are affecting your physical body. You know, I've always had this. People used to say, oh my gosh, look at your hands are shaking. And I never understood why back in the days. I do now. But I'm finding the last couple of days that I've been really getting these shifts, because we've gone from an extreme energy cluster into today we start a major drop zone. And this is what I'm going to focus on over the show, my friends, is specific days. We don't focus on dates per se of it's going to happen on this day. You know, if you're in divine union, the energies might be there to be able to align to take your relationship to a completely different level. But you've got to be aligned with that to be able to tap in. And what does that mean? Does it mean union? Absolutely not. It could mean that, you know what, maybe you're just going to go to another frequency, or you're going to get clarity about something. We never, ever, ever promise anybody dates in the Vibe Report. That's just not what we do. This is, you are all unique. Everyone has their own soul path. And when you are supposed to experience certain things, you will. The Vibe Report is to help you navigate so that when things start to take place, you're like, okay, I can see this energy can help me to be able to align with that which I truly desire. So this energy cluster that we just went through was basically a rebirth of who am I and my self-worth. And the Vibe Report was saying they wanted people to really focus on their heart chakra, to align themselves in that 432 hertz, that this is what we want to vibe in. This is where we want to align. It's in 4D. We tap into 5D and bring that energy down, but we don't live in 5D. So Spirit wanted us to really work with that love and ground ourselves, work with the root chakra or the base chakra. And then they said that this week, yesterday, the crown was going to go into overdrive and the new was going to be rebirthed. And today, we go into this drop zone. So that energy cluster ended. However, the crown is still in full swing, my friends. So it's almost like you can bring this energy through the drop zone. Now, the drop zone is very different this time. We've never had a drop zone like this before. Usually a drop zone is when we go from 3D energies to 5D energies, 3D, 5D, and that's what we call it, a drop zone. It's drastic energy shifts. And yes, there's drastic energy shifts here, but it's almost like when you think about the rides out there, my friends, they're called the drop zones, where they shoot you up and then they drop you and they only bring you like halfway down. and then they turn around and pull you back up again, and then they bring you down and you bounce, and maybe you go down a bit. This is what this drop zone they're saying is like. So they're saying that, you know, the boys are going to be out, and the boys to me are the ego. This is just our way, our language. And Mr. Sad and Lonely is going to be leading the pack. And later on down towards the end of the month, Mr. Fear Monster is really going to creep in. So, but through these difficult times that are happening, and I've got a very, the 25th as a very, very challenging day. So just mark that calendar. That is May 25th. And it could, it, guys, a lot of times this is global energy. It has nothing to do with universal energy. Okay. Again, I'm not an astrologer, but the channel does align the messages with astrology because simply they know that it needs to be. This allows people to take a look at the vibe report and align it with those astrologers that they follow, and you'll see a bigger picture. That's the purpose of the vibe report. So just know that this drop zone, my friends, that we're in until the end of the month is really like spirit wants you to go with the flow. They're saying that your clairvoyancy towards the end of the month will pick up if you do not fear or self-doubt what you're getting. So many people doubt. This is something as a medium when I teach people about their abilities and how they do not want to self-doubt what it is that they're getting from spirit. And again, there's, you know, if spirit wants to get your attention, my friends, it's something that just pops into your head. Okay. And this is the clairvoyancy. So this is seeing. So your dreams might be more vivid towards the end of the month. You might start to have a lot of day flashes. A lot of people are multidimensional traveling and going from one extreme to another. So just pay attention and have a handy dandy notebook, because at the Vibe Report, they always say they're not going to give it to you all at once. What they're going to do is they're going to throw you signs and synchronicities, and you've got all these things going on. But until you're able to look at it down the road, it's almost like you're now connecting the dots, and it paints the bigger picture of what it is that you're truly starting to step into. So stay tuned, my friends, and I will be right back after this commercial break with what's going on for June, July, and August. Stay tuned.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yolito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nations Radio, where today I'm giving a Vibe Report radio sneak peek into the summer energies of 2017. So let's just tie up this month. So this month, again, is about going within, finding your self-worth, and you're going to get clarity, my friends. You're going to, the SNS Soul Sisters, which is the signs and synchronicities, are there. But again, sometimes they don't give you the whole, you know, sign at once. They might give you little sneak peeks. So this is where the handy dandy notebook is really important, knowing that you're going to be able to take the lead. And during this drop zone, again, it's not intense like it ever. This is the first time it's ever been like this. There's a lot of new coming in, again, because we are in the new. So do know that this is a time for you to be able to embrace what is taking place all around you in your reality and just go with the flow with what's happening and allow your clairvoyancy to really step up to another level by trusting in your self-worth, knowing that, you know, Mr. Sad and Lonely is going to be around and making people feel lonely. And again, just look at the global energy, my friends. And there's going to be some challenging times. So the lower days of this month are the 25th, the 28th, and the 30th, of course, and today. So this is just a lot of love slaps coming from the universe. What are you refusing to see? They're going to love slap, kick, punch you all over the place. And again, we say this in love. You know, don't think we're being, you know, nasty here. This is the way we play, that you're going to get a love slap if you need to see something at a greater level. So know that this is almost like they're saying that my dad was saying when I was channeling that April, he was standing at the lake and he was getting ready to throw a rock into the lake and he was going to skip it. And it was going to land in May, and then June is going to skip, July is going to skip, and in August we're going to land. So please know that this is the reason why they've allowed me to go so far in advance for the first time ever, is because it really does work together. So June is all about, again, following that love. Sorry if anybody heard what I just said. I just had some energy come out of me. Channel's on full swing here. This is about the love that, again, aligning your tuning fork in 4D and allowing yourself to speak your truth. Okay, they're saying that the masculine energy is there, but you need to use the masculine energy wisely. Okay, so that's common sense and logic. And do know that the reason why we call the boys, or the ego, the boys, because it is a masculine energy. So they're saying that don't allow whatever you're speaking to get to your head, or you're going to be in trouble. This has got to be love-centered in June. And it's all about, who am I? You know, like, if you're out there and you love what you do and you know who you are and you're speaking your truth, believe me, you're going to have great success during the month of June. They're saying, you know, it's that new saying, you got to believe it to see it. Now, it's not, I have to see it in order to believe it. No, we're shifting things around. And if you have to turn around and, you know, be wise about who you put your energy into and choose your battles wisely. And again, always in the frequency of love. Don't throw daggers at people, my friend. Throw love daggers. You know, if you know that someone's pushing your buttons, or you know, just say, you know what, this person is not in alignment with the vibrations that I am truly in. And I truly wish them all the best to be in the vibrations of those that are in alignment with who they truly are. So now you're being nice about it. You're not being rude. It's just like when you turn around and swear. Don't say, you know, you're this or that. Say you're a donkey. You're not lowering your vibrations by saying that, my friends. So now that you know that June is really all about the love. So the first week right off the bat, from the 1st to the 7th, we go into an extreme energy cluster. And this energy cluster is going to allow you to tap into your higher self in a way you've never been able to tap into your higher self before, and to be able to ground your abilities, knowing that you are a soul in a human body having a human experience, and that you do have the ability to open up the channel to the universe, to be able to have those aha moments, to be able to embrace the moment. So that's a very powerful day, or powerful week. So that is June 1st to the 7th. Then I want to go to the week of June 11th to the 17th. We are going into what I call a triple energy cluster. And what this means is that the whole week from the 7th, the 11th to the 17th is one energy cluster. And what happens as we're going throughout the cluster, it attaches and creates other clusters as we're going through the week, and it intensifies. So they're just saying that during this time, my friends, just remember, just breathe. This energy cluster that we just went through, this universal love fest is what my channel called it, was just the pre-show. This week is going to allow you to experience other beautiful vibrations that you just experienced over these last week or so. So remember, we're vibing our way to where we're going now. We got to feel our way to where we're going. And this is love-centered month. It's all about the love. So it's almost like they're going to come in and they're going to really pump that love into us and allow the balance to take place within. This is allowing you to heal and strengthen your bond with yourself. Okay. Remember that this is about, you know, it starts and ends with you. And if you can find your self-worth and know that you're worthy, and, you know, believe me, your dreams will start to manifest. Okay. When you work in 4D magic, it's very different. So I also want you guys to be aware, because I'm running out of time here, that in June as well, The 19th, 20th, and the 21st, I have something that I'm calling a shit. They're calling it a shit cluster. It's 3 days of really, really nasty energy. Okay. So I don't know this to me, when something like this takes place, it's almost, you know, guaranteed that it's globally connected. Okay. So something really crazy could happen during that time. Again, I feel that it's going to, again, challenging issues are going to be taking place. A lot of people, again, are going to be feeling sad and lonely, and it's almost like an isolation bubble. And the Vibe Report has been saying that because we're going to go through this triple extreme energy cluster just beforehand, and then on the 18th, this energy is all coming together so that people can realize that we are one, and then we go on the 19th into this cluster. And I almost see it like people are actually in an energy cluster walking around going, whoa, what's going on? I can't believe this is happening. It's almost like they're showing me right now Nemo, where him and his buddy, they're going to go find a son, and they jump into the water current with Dude and Kush, I think his name is, or Crush, or I can't remember what his name is. But again, it's like, oh, hey, dude, how's it going? Woo, whoa, how you feeling? It's almost that kind of energy they're saying, simply because we're going to be on such a high, and then we're going to jump into such low energies. So just be aware. Like, again, don't, you know, it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So don't do anything too crazy on those 3 days, just simply because, again, the Vibe Report has always steered us properly for the last 3 years. I have 100% confidence in what I'm sharing with you today, because after that 3 day shit cluster, they're saying from the 22nd until the 27th, we go into another extreme energy cluster. And again, this is connecting you once again with the cosmos and saying that you need to trust what is truly happening right now, and you need to keep your creative life source energy moving. That's the sacral chakra, my friends. That's, you know, the singing, the laughing, the dancing, the painting, writing, whatever, creativity. That's very important during this time, because this is going to allow you to, again, go through this life altering moment. They're saying that more clarity, like the third eye, I'm telling you, my friends, during the summer, our clairvoyancy, our clairaudio, our clairsentia, like you, it's all going to go through the roof. It's there for the taking, but you have to be aligned in those vibrations and able to tap into them. If you do not, and you fear it, you're not going to get the clarity. So when the universe comes knocking on the door and goes, knock, 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 and gives you some information, if you're living in the past or living in the future, you're not going to hear them knocking. So that's where fear comes in. So please trust what the universe is saying to you. And then at the end of the month, I just found this out yesterday. So Vibe Report subscribers, this is all new. On June 30th, going into July until the 4th, we go into another extreme energy cluster. And this is about, what are you doing to share the love with those around you? Okay. Are you sharing the love? Are you showing people how to manifest? Are you showing people the little things? Are you teaching people? Are you allowing people to see the truth? Are you a healer? If you are, during this time, June 30th to July 4th, watch what happens to your business. Watch what happens to those that get pulled to you on a frequency level. This is like crazy, like love magnet. Come, if you are actually out there and you are in mission, meaning you are living purpose and you're helping share that wisdom through your purpose of that love, know that you are going to have extreme magic taking place during that time. And July really is all about, they're saying, speaking your truth. So if you were speaking your truth in June and of who you are and really feeling the love, come July, look out. The world is going to be waiting to hear that wisdom and knowledge, my friends. They're saying, are you going to hang out with Mr. Lonely and sad and, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening? Or are you going to turn around and work on self and find the balance that you need? Because July, they're saying, is going to open you up to a completely different place again, my friends. That, again, this is all new. And in the Vibe Report, I can't really get too deep into this because we haven't felt it yet. So until information comes through, we start to experience it, I can't get deep. This is why I say this is about a sneak peek of what's going on, because this is going to allow us to really rebirth. This is allowing you to open up to the cosmos of who you are and speaking your truth to the universe. So there's a lot going on in July. So remember that first cluster that comes in from June to July. Then we get into something that's very brand new. I've got 2 minutes to talk about this. Is from the 7th until the 15th. this is brand new. It's something that's being called a tier. It's like they said, it's like an energy cluster, but it's not. It's actually more powerful. So there's something that's brewing on the 7th and the 8th that is with this cluster. The cluster starts on the 7th and goes until the 17th of July. And they're saying this is going to bring a lot of stability and foundation to people. But again, your third eye is leading the way. Guys, understand that this is about you tapping into those chakras and working on that third eye really strongly over the summer, because the third eye is really getting a lot of credit right now from my channel. So they're saying on the 7th and 8th, there's something going on. There's an energy flip. I don't want to get into it because I don't know the full information about this yet. So Vibe Report subscribers, we'll get into this when I get more information. But do know that the 7th and the 8th are building this tier, and it's connecting to the 15th. And what's happening, they're saying, is that this is about people being tested. Are you living in the moment? Are you going with the flow of the universal energies? Because if you are, this tier is going to rebirth you. They're saying this is going to allow you to become friends with the shadow side, to realize that we all have dark and we all have light. That, you know, as we're going through this, we're going into another tier that will be taking place from the 9th, 11th, 12th, and 14th. And this is where they're zoning in on certain chakras. They're saying they're going to start off with the base or the root chakra. Then they're going to work on the solar plex. They're moving up the energy of, okay, so here's your foundation. Now, who are you again? Let us know. Who are you? Okay, you better be feeling it on the 12th where the love's coming in. That heart chakra is going to be like, oh, I love who I am. And then on the 14th, this is where you open up the channel and say, okay, universe, this is who I am. Okay, and they're saying that when you do this, there's another one that connects to this. And I will get into this right after the commercial break. So just focus on those couple of tiers, my friends. And we'll go deeper in when I get back from the commercial break. Stay tuned.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today I am intertwining the Vibe Report and giving you guys a sneak peek into June, July, and August. And again, I know this is a lot to take in, my friends. I've got so much information here. If you're interested in subscribing to the Vibe Report, just go to my website, carrieturcotte.com, and you will see the information about the Vibe Report. Do know that if you're new, that when you do subscribe, there's probably anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks worth of videos there, so you can catch up and figure out what's going on and go back, oh my God, yeah, I was going through this. So it allows you to understand that you are in alignment with what we've already been talking about. And it'll get you used to the lingo. And it's also, you know, there's always anywhere between 15, I'd say probably between 12 and 18 hours a month of videos that I record. And then plus all the posts that I do that go out when I just don't, you know, that I don't need to do a video, but I've got something that I need to say. So again, it's carrieturcotte.com. So let's go back into July here, where we're talking about this tier, which is very new. Again, we've never experienced this in the Vibe Report. So let's just see this, they're saying, as a cake. So from the 7th to the 17th, that's the first tier of the cake. okay? And they're saying that what this is doing is allowing you to be able to build your foundation and your stability by speaking your truth. You know, this is going to allow you to see your truth. And where are you going to see it? They're saying through your third eye. So this is the platform. So on the 7th and the 8th, when it starts, there's something brewing that I don't know what it is. I'll get into it later. But the 7th and the 8th are going to connect to the 15th energy. So it's almost like the energy of the week is all going to intertwine as soon as we intertwine into this tier. So from the 17th, sorry, from the 7th to the 17th, this energy is for the whole time. So remember, they're saying that you need to live in the moment during this time. So, so important. It's almost like we're being rebirthed and the universe is testing us here to say, okay, can you allow the truth to come to the surface on all? Are you able to live in truth? And are you able to embrace your shadow side? Because if you are, they're saying then they're going to allow you to ground yourself with who you are, with the love that you have through the cosmos with your crown. And then the next tier they're saying is going to happen is on the 10th to the 13th. They're connecting, but they're also connecting with the 16th and the 17th. And they're saying what is happening here is there's opportunities coming everywhere, all around you. Like spirit's going to be knocking. The universe is going to be going knock, 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 knock. Are you answering? Because if you are, they're saying, you know, you're going to be able to open up door and jump and spread your wings. That, you know, this is about things that you've been waiting for, things that you've been thinking patiently about, doing the work. If you're doing the work and you're vibing, this tier could really open up the door to some beauty into your life. This is about, you know, believing in yourself. And the reason why they're giving us this information in advance, because we're still in May. So they're saying, come on, guys, like, you know, this is about you truly vibing on. Give the snapshots. Again, snapshots are something that are on my website. Go to home. Roll over home to Vibersize, and there's all kinds of exercise there for you guys to do. This is going to allow you to get yourself in tune with these vibrations because we are going to go into another cluster. This is just a regular energy, old energy cluster from the 21st of July until the 26th. Okay, so what is happening with this? This is about the feminine energy really, really coming in. And again, everyone has feminine energy, okay? Don't say, well, you know, if you're in divine union, well, that means me or means twin. No, because everyone has feminine energy. Please understand this. This is allow you balancing the feminine and the masculine, knowing that together we as society, you know, we are light workers are coming together to share the love. Again, this is about great love happening, reuniting taking place. And again, it could be a reuniting with a soul memory, my friends. Don't assume what I mean by that. This is going to allow great growth through the feminine energy. So the seeds are really being planted, but it's really, this is a time where you're really going to go within and really being able to align your tuning fork. And if you're a tuning fork within a tuning fork, which means twins, or if you are with a soulmate, this could be a very, very magical time, they're saying. So that's from July 21st, 26th. But please do not assume or expect what will take place during that time because that means you're not working with the 4D magic and you will be disappointed. This is about us being taught how to live in the moment, knowing that, yes, there's beautiful energy coming between the 21st and the 26th for us to be able to align. Okay, again, you got to be aligned with this, my friends. If you're not in the frequency of love and speaking your truth, this energy cluster is of no good to you. You've got to be able to tap into it. And how do you tap in it? Is be aligned with it. So if you are in alignment, you know, just know this is around the new moon in Leo, I think. So this is really, again, very powerful love. And they're saying what's happening right now is from the 27th, to the 31st, there is a possibility that a drop zone may appear. It's almost like they're saying, you know, if they look out in their spirit horizon, there is a storm brewing during that time. So again, that's between the 27th and the 31st of July. Again, will this turn into a drop zone? I have no idea. So I'm just giving you guys a heads up because there are going to be a lot of, you know, fears coming out during this time. There's going to be a lot of people that are still not refusing to speak their truth or are just not seeing things for what it is. They're getting pulled into these challenging energies that are taking place on Gaia. So again, my friends, we have the opportunity as light workers. Everybody listening to this is a light worker. So start vibing for self, knowing it starts and ends with you, because you know what? I don't want to see this drop zone start to co-create. Let's work together so we don't create this, my friends, because that means that we will not have any drop zones at all in the month of July. How beautiful is that? Okay, so let me get into August. Okay, so remember, August is the last month where the rock is skipping and it's about to land. Now, I didn't realize that it was landing on the solar eclipse. So this is where things start to shift. So let me just start at the beginning of the month. So August, they're saying, is really about you. Again, now you're speaking your truth. Okay, you're loving yourself. And this is you knowing that this is the new beginning. You need to trust. Again, in 4D magic and how it works, that 4D magic is in the moment. And they're saying, if you're totally in tune with yourself and trusting higher self and your self-worth, your crown will be so connected to the higher self that, you know, this love that you're sharing is really going to allow you to strengthen, you know, who you are at a cell level and strengthen the bonds that you're creating with people. Like, there's a great coming together in August. And they're saying you're also going to need to take time to rest. You know, if your body says, I need to rest and I need to rest now, do it, they're saying. They're saying you need to embrace the moment more than ever. So just remember that for August, because as soon as we go out the gate, boof, right in, a lot of people are going to be making a change right at the beginning of August, is what I'm picking up, that they're going to make a decision that, you know what, this is definitely not for me, or you know what, this is where I am going. And it's all going to be focused around the love, my friends. Love, 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 love. And the universe is saying, observe who you are at this time, okay? That there's a lot of reality slaps that will be coming in. And thanks to good old Uranus is going into retrograde during this time at the beginning of August. I believe it's on the 3rd. And they're saying here that the reality slaps are coming to you so that you can turn around and speak your truth again. Again, this is about, you know, it lies within you. And this is the theme that they're really trying to say here, because when we get into the second week, which is the 6th to the 12th, it's going to be a very spacey time, they're saying. Like, very, people are going to be so in tune with self, so deep within, that those that are not going within to find the answers, they're going to be like walking zombies, they're saying. So do know that whatever energy flippy thing that's going on from July 7th and 8th, those are the first days of the tier that I said there's something brewing, I don't really know how to explain it. It's also going to be taking place on August 9th and 10th. Okay, so it's almost, again, they're saying that this rebirth is taking place because you're living in the moment. So it's almost like a doorway opens on the July 7th and 8th, and it flips itself on August 9th and 10th. And it's really cool because this is just around the full moon for both months. So again, it's almost like I feel like spirit is saying, you know, all these people that keep talking about time travel, timelines, or multidimensional. Are you really ready for the time traveling? Do you realize what that does to the soul? Meaning that you've got to be in a very good place, my friends, to be able to keep your shit together if you start traveling all over the place. And I almost feel like there is going to be some testers coming up during this summer. And I do feel that, again, that porthole or that doorway, July 7th, 8th to August 9th and 10th, I guarantee you it's some type of traveling. Can you really handle this, my friends? Do you really understand what we're about to get ourselves into? So, you know, it's the other one that I want to bring up. I've only got a couple of minutes here, is August 14th to 19th. We have another 6-day energy extreme cluster once again. And they're saying if your creative life source energy is rocking and rolling, you're going to have the SNS soul sisters all over the place. This is to let you know that you are shifting to another frequency, my friend, that there is going to be some type of, you know, something that takes place in your life that's going to allow you to once again shift to another level and take the lead of your life. So very, very powerful from the August 14th to 19th, and that leads us into the solar eclipse, which was the rock dropping, my dad said, which is on August, I don't know where March came from, August 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Now, this is when the way I see this, that that's another energy cluster, my friends, but it's either you're vibing fear or you're vibing love. There is no in between. Okay. So please heads up. This is August 20th, 21st, 22nd. You've got a long ways to go before we get there. So don't start to feed the ego right now and go, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Because if you're feeding fear, it's going to be called a shit cluster for you. If you're feeding love, it's absolutely a magical cluster for you. So do know that this is almost like spirit is saying that this eclipse is going, it's North American based as well. So everyone in North America is going to be able to see the solar eclipse. And it's almost like, are you going to allow the boys to come in and take control and allow yourself to feed the fear during this time? Because again, my friends, not everyone on this planet is like, woohoo, we got a beautiful love coming. We got the solar eclipse happening. There's a lot of people that have beliefs that this is something to fear, that it's not something they see in love. It's again, going back in time of ancient history and stuff like that. So again, remember that this is going to be kind of like the universe is going to say, if you're a light worker, please be vibrating on the love, because we need the love on this planet. We need to allow people to see that there is nothing to fear. And if you're here as a light worker, you're also transmuting, meaning that you're here to help clear this lower vibrations. So really spend time on my friends, knowing that when this rock drops, so all of a sudden the skipping rock lands during that time. Right after it, they're calling this new energy called the wave. Okay, this is something, again, is new, which I will get into after the commercial break. But do know that when this rock lands, you've got 3 days, my friends, to really show the universe just how much you are in control of the self, your self-worth, that you are friends with the boys, and that nobody controls you. You know you're unconditional love and strength, and there is no fear when you're in the vibration of love. So stay tuned, my friends, and we'll come back, and I'll talk about this wave, and we'll go from there. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today I've been intertwining the Vibe Report with today's show, just to give you a sneak peek into June, July, and August. And I hope I'm not confusing everyone with the amount of information I'm giving you. So just know that, please understand that this eclipse that's coming up, this solar eclipse on August 21st, is creating this incredible energy cluster. You want to ensure that you're in the vibration of love, my friends, because the actual, I can hear you. Sorry, the spirits are getting loud. They want you to understand that right now we are starting to experience and starting to manifest that which we were vibing on during the eclipses of 2015. Okay, so again, this is a process that takes time. So Spirit's saying they want you to get ready for this eclipse over the summer, knowing that this eclipse, you're probably not going to start to see the manifestation of what you are truly vibing on till the first quarter of 2019, my friends. Okay, so again, this takes time. But during 2019, it's not going to be really nice energy. It's not going to be a pretty light place. The universe, again, we've been warned on the Vibe Report. Again, I don't want to say there's a warning, but we're going into some really lower energies, like darker times, censored times, that this is why it's so important to get in tune with yourself so you don't go crazy when this really starts to kick into place. But just think about it. If you're vibing on and you're starting to see the things that are happening now from 2015 and you're loving what's happening and you're really in a happy, happy, joy, and you're really vibing love during this time, this is going to allow you to ensure that that magic appears in your reality during, you know, not so easy times. And this is the present. Like, this is about your future self saying, thank you. Thank you for taking the time and really working on yourself when you did. Because now, it's really helping us in our current reality. So remember that this eclipse is very, 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 you know, it's very, I think in the astrology world, they're calling it the grand eclipse or something of that nature. So this is something that you don't want to mess around with, my friends. You want to become friends with your ego, because what's going to happen after that is on the 23rd until the end of the month, they're bringing in something called the wave. Now, the wave is similar to, again, kind of like a drop zone, you know, not like a tier, but like a drop zone. But they're saying this is when the rock lands after skipping, because, again, April led into May, into June, into July, and then August it lands. So all this work that you're starting to do on yourself is going to play an important role to what's happening during that eclipse. And they're saying that the energy, once the eclipse goes off on the 23rd, this wave begins. The energy shoots up into 5D. And it's kind of like, are you listening to what we're saying to you? Are you listening, like, as we're knocking on the door? Because this is what you need to do in order to manifest. So the energy is going to rise right up. And then on the 25th and 26th, it's kind of like, okay, now we're coming down from that that wave, and we're going down into lower 3D vibrations. And the universe is saying that so many people that were in the fear factor are going to feel like life is just hopeless, that they can't go anywhere. And other people are going to get reality slaps from the universe to say, what don't you get? So, but if you are living with the flow of life and you are listening to higher self and you are living in the moment and manifesting, you're not going to be affected by this lower wave. It's just like, just go with the flow, because then on the 27th, it shoots back up again and it doesn't go right up to the top. It's starting to build up again. And this is about working with the universe. And they're saying at this time, there's going to be like a duality boat that shows up. I can hear them toot, toot. There's going to be a boat that shows up, and Spirit's going to say, are you going to jump on the duality train and feel that, you know, oh, it's always win, lose, wrong, right, their fault, this way, that way? Because if you are, there's a big boat that will come and rescue you, you know, because you'll be drowning at that point. They're saying, but those that are saying, you know, they see duality, that there is, this is a duality world, but they don't vibrate duality in a 3D way. Okay, this is saying that they want you to be able to understand that there's a great healing happening when the duality boat shows up. Are you going to reach out for them to try and heal you? Or are you going to reach out to the cosmos and say, no, I can get through this wave. Just give me a surfboard and away we go. Because they're saying that, it's going to shoot up. And then it's almost like towards the end of the month, they're saying that there's going to be beautiful opportunities that are be opening up to so many people in August that you need to ensure that you are in balance with self, that what is above is so below, that what you're giving energetically, you are receiving energetically, and that you must believe in yourself in order to see what is going to come. And again, they left me on a note, which they always do, but it's almost like they're saying this wave is riding into September. And again, where are you on this wave? Are you refusing to see what's really going on because you're blaming everybody else for your reality? Or are you listening to your higher self and saying, you know what? I've been using my spiritual toolboxes, and I know that 4D magic is created in 4D. You can't be in 3D energies and create 4D magic. Again, it's simply not possible. Get your tuning fork and play, my friends, knowing that when you vibe, again, this is a feelings game. This is all about the love. We're going into a month. Share the love, my friends, because that love is a vibration that the universe will feel. Remember, your words, your thoughts, and your feelings, they're a dynamic trio. They all are vibrations. Get them in match. Even if it's only for a snapshot, 20, 30 seconds to the universe, vibe it, feel it, love it, knowing that the universe has got that now, and get back into the moment and don't assume or expect how what it is that you just threw out to the universe is going to take place. The more you get involved in that, my friends, the harder it is for them to work with you. They can't bring the 4D magic because usually when they come knocking on the door, you're hanging out in the past, feeling sorry for yourself or boohoo or somebody's pulling you in there. Or you're in the future and you're an anxiety monkey because you're trying to figure things out that you really don't know what's really the truth because your imagination could be crazy. And most of the times, my friends, your mind will create something that's furthest from the truth. That's called the boys. So learn how to control them this month, my friends, because this is going to be really important as we're coming down the road. And again, this wave, like, I mean, we've been talking about skipping rocks for a while now, but I didn't understand that it was going to land on the eclipse and create this wave that we're going to be riding into September in. So, you know, really, it's all up to you, my friends. You know, if you want, for, again, I can't really get too deep into stuff because we're not experiencing it yet. I will be doing another vibe report for those who are following the vibe reports. Please know that I will be, probably in the next couple of days, I will be doing another one simply because we're now going into this, you know, drop zone stuff. And you know how it works. I got to feel it. You got to feel it. And it's almost like we're on a train. Some people feel it before others because they're sitting at the front of the train, where others, they take a little bit longer because they're hanging out in the caboose. So the vibe report is here simply to help guide the way, my friends, is for everyone. You're either a tuning fork or you're a tuning fork within a tuning fork. And for those that are vibe report subscribers, listen to this. These are the names of the people that enter the draw. And this is something that we do quite often in the vibe report. We do kinds of crazy things. And Spirit wanted me to do a contest to give away a complimentary reading, Power of Clarity, worth $80, to someone who is a vibe report member. And this is just to give you a quick little tune-up as we're going through this. So let me pull up the name here. And the winner is Jennifer. So Jennifer, I will send you an email, my friend. Thank you for always supporting this vibe support. It really means a lot to me and for everyone who submitted their and played in this contest. And for those, again, that are new to the vibe report or have never gone into the vibe report, you can get a 1 month membership. And that 1 month membership will give you, you know, the past videos. So you're probably looking at about 10 to 15 videos of past, then whatever is recorded during this month. So then another approximately 12 to 15 hours, maybe 20. Again, it depends. It's the channel comes out when it comes out. There's no rhyme or reason to anything in the vibe report. The channel comes on. I'm a channel. When the channel comes on, I record. Sometimes it's 3 days. Sometimes it's 5 days. Sometimes it's seven. Sometimes it's two. Sometimes you get, you know, it's crazy how it happens. And they always break them up if they're more than an hour. So most vibe reports are 45 minutes and they go to about 90 minutes. So if they are past an hour, they will be in two parts. So this is quite often will happen. So again, I am hoping that you guys were able to get this information and be able to use it to work with your calendars to know that, you know, this is a process, again, not a race. So enjoy what's going on in your life and realize that, yeah, even though we're in a drop zone, we're not flying high in these energy clusters. Sometimes the energy clusters can be like, woo, and we're looking forward to the drop zones. Okay, and again, because this one's very different, I see that they're saying, you know, people, just take your time, okay? Rest when you need to rest this week. Feel the love. Just know that your soul is remembering that which it already knows. And the only way to tap into those soul memories is to align yourself in 4D, tap into 5D, because that's where the soul memories lie, my friends. And it only takes a few minutes to go there. Again, we don't live in 5D. So bring that down and know that, you know, you are exactly where you need to be here and now. Go within and find your self-worth. This is the most important thing you can do for yourself right now. Put the energy into yourself, knowing that when we jump into next month, they're saying, love who you are and speak your truth and watch what happens. And we jump, remember, right into an energy cluster right away, my friends, where we're going to be going in there and our cosmic channel is going to be going into full swing. Are you able to tap into that? Or are you going to allow the feed monster to come in and say, oh, that's not what they're saying. This is what this is going on. Or why do you want this? No, it's this, right? remember, my friends, you are in control of the boys yourself, no one else. And if you are interested in having a reading, again, all this information is on my website. We have a great time at the Vibe Report. It's always laughs. I never know what's coming out of my mouth. So it's, you know, for myself, I'm just like everyone else. And I have been on this Vibe Report journey now for over 3 years. And I have 100% faith in my channel, simply because I see how the Vibe Report changes lives of people all over the world, or they'll watch it and they'll come back. Oh my God, Carrie, thank you so much. I thought I was going insane, but no, it's just what we're going through right now. It just allows you to understand that this is how you want to navigate through this, that I'm not going to tell you the magic days. And I won't do that even in reading, because again, my friends, you have your own sacred journey back to one, every single person on this planet. And whatever is meant to be in divine timing is in alignment with yourself. And only you and God know the answer, or you, God, in twin. So you need to learn to trust yourself and know that if someone's not vibing like you, don't put them down. Send them love daggers. I wish you all the best in the vibration of love, of the vibration of love that you are in alignment with. Okay? So remember that, my friends, knowing that we've got a wonderful summer to work with. Get yourself prepared for the great landing on the solar eclipse. And again, go to carrieturcotte.com if you want to know more about the Vibe Report or booking a reading or any of my upcoming Home Times webinars that will be coming up very soon. Have a wonderful week, my friends. Happy holiday for Victoria, Canada friends. And I will see you all soon on Vibe Nation Radio. Take care. Bye-bye.